I think I read that she's now regretting.
You know, I saw that somewhere. Duh. Happy with it.
No, but it was the shitbox LS version.
Well, I don't think that you have to be naked either. You could be wearing something over it. It's just that it has to hang there.
You got
to
have, like, pantaloons then. I suppose, in Saudi Arabia, you could dangle something, you know. Baby, check this out.
Hey, welcome to Countless Screaming Argonauts. I am T-Fab P.
The Fabulous Penguin.
The Fabulous
Penguin.
And I'm
Max.
And we're just two guys talking to everyone about anything. This is Countless Screaming Argonauts, the podcast of record. And this is episode 97 on Friday, June 19th, 2009. So, Max, we made it 3-4 days without either one of us getting sick, having a car accident, or...
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I was concerned about you. I thought I was going to see you a little while ago, and it had just crossed my mind that maybe something bad's going on.
I'm glad to see you. Just took me a while to get here.
Hey, that's understandable. It's usually me that's taking a while to get here. But here you are, and you're doing well?
Yeah, doing okay. Hanging in there.
That's
feeling
excellent.
Better every day.
Oh, that's good.
Slowly but surely.
And I have an automobile.
Congratulations. It's not a white Ford Mustang, but
no,
it is.
No, it isn't. And I went to lunch today with a couple of friends from work just to show them how the car drives, and I pull in the parking lot, and guess what I see?
White Ford Mustang.
White Ford Mustang, just like mine.
Bummer.
Little pangs of nostalgia already.
I bet. I did talk to College Boy, and he's still in your corner.
Yeah, he's okay with an 02 Civic.
Right, as long as it wasn't a Subaru or
the PT Cruiser.
As long as it wasn't one of those two, he was okay.
I was prepared to ignore his advice. The thing that put me off the PT Cruiser was I talked to someone at work who had one, and she said it was fine till it got to be about 100,000 miles, and that's the kind of thing I would have been able to afford. Although,
well, congratulations on your car.
Yep, thanks. When you buy a used car, you're still potentially buying somebody else's trouble.
Right. Did you tell people what you got?
I did.
I don't think you mentioned.
I bought an 02 Civic 5-speed. That's the cool part. It's a 5-speed.
Hopefully, we think, made in Kentucky.
Yeah. I would like it to be an American-made car, but I decided after looking around that it was more important that I take care of me, then I take care of the auto workers of America. There were a couple of American cars that I looked at that I'd have been cool with buying, including a little Ford shitbox. I don't know what it was. But it seemed pretty
somehow cool. Buying a Ford shitbox just doesn't sound like you'd be happy with it.
No, but it was the shitbox LS version.
Oh, okay, that's better. Get the bigger motor.
Yeah. Light shit.
Right.
All right, sorry.
So why don't we get started?
Let's get started.
Okay. The first thing I wanted to talk about was this Twitter article.
Okay.
Because it's one of those things, I have to admit, you know, generally speaking, I'm pretty internet savvy.
Yeah.
But I had not thought this particular thing through until I saw the article.
Okay.
Basically, the writer says it's either a cautionary tale or an example of social media paranoia, but that this Arizona man believes that his Twitter messages about going out of town led to a burglary at his house.
Oh, yeah.
He has 2,000 followers on Twitter, which that freaks me out anyway to start. And he and his wife...
Is it freaking out or are you jealous?
No, I'm freaked out by that.
You really
don't
need 2,000
people. No, I don't. But he tweeted that he was preparing to head out of town. Then another Twitter said, 10 hours of driving ahead, and later we made it to Kansas City. When he got home, his house had been broken into, and there were thousands of dollars worth of video equipment that had been stolen.
Right. That's right.
He
produced YouTube videos or something?
Yeah, he owned a video business. So his wife thought it was random. He has his suspicions. They didn't take normal consumer electronics, so he felt that they had looked him up and kind of figured it out. And the writer makes two great statements. He says, personally, I don't think it's a good idea to advertise to the world that your home will be unoccupied for a period of time. I don't think it's necessary to reveal too many other personal details.
I think that makes sense. He told 10,000 people the house was going to be empty.
Right. And then he said that when he goes on vacation, he likes to post things like spending the weekend cleaning my gun collection. So, I think that that's, like I said, I hadn't really thought of it, but I don't use Twitter that way. I know that College Boy does. You know, College Boy says things like going to dinner, you know, going to be here, going to be there.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But then again, he doesn't have his own house.
Right. It's got nothing to steal. He's a college boy.
Right. Right. So, you know, but I could see where this would be an issue.
Yeah. If people could deliberately subscribe to you to find out where you are. I hadn't thought about it. But suppose you're the inimitable, and this guy's beginning to bug me more and more, Ashton Kutcher. You know, me and Demi are going to be out of town tomorrow.
Right.
He loves to talk about himself, unlike
absolutely.
Myself. And maybe somebody would break in his. I imagine he's got some kind of kick-ass security or, someone to live in the guest house or something. But yeah, for people that have a lot of followers, for famous people, which is what is taking over Twitter, that's a cautionary tale.
Right. Yeah, I think so. I think so.
But I'm fully willing to tweet that I've left my door unlocked. I'm just not that popular yet.
Right, right.
It's,
I understand.
It's a shame, though, isn't it?
Well,
who should be more popular, Ashton Kutcher or me?
Yeah, well.
That's not the answer I was looking for. All
right. Onward and upward. The million word, it's not a contest.
The million,
it's the million word,
word
what, are you,
registered,
what would you call it?
Millionth
yeah,
English
something
word.
Like that.
We did a little thing before about what it was going to be.
Right, and we talked about three or four words that we had heard were being considered, but you sent me the 15 finalists for the 1 millionth English word. And there were a couple of really weird ones in there besides the ones that we had talked about. We had talked about noob. We had talked about greenwashing. We had talked about the fashion one.
Right.
Right.
Economics.
And there was actually that one didn't make the top 15, but another one did, very, very similar. So, you know, Web 2.0 is one of them. I can understand that. Slumdog.
That's the millionth word. And this really pisses me off. You can't have a word with a decimal point in it. That can't be the millionth word. Are you kidding me? First of all, it's two words.
Well, it's actually a word.
One of the words is
going to get technical.
Right. It can't be Web 2.0. That's not a word. That's a concept. That's a phrase. Sorry. No Web 2.0. I reject this.
Okay.
Utterly.
Well,
I don't know why I feel so passionate about
this. No, I can understand it. My favorite is cloud computing.
That's I hear that more and more, particularly from what's his name that you like to read that's on Twit, the cranky geek.
Right.
There.
Oh, Dvorak.
Dvorak, yeah. I don't think he's in favor of cloud computing, but he likes to talk about it a lot. But Slumdog, there's a word. That would have been a fine millionth.
Right. What about shovel ready? I thought that was pretty interesting, especially in this era of stimulus.
Well, it gets a lot of talk, but unfortunately it's just not qualified.
Two words.
Because it's two words. It's a phrase. Why is this difficult for them? I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that these are not the first two-word words that are in this, ultimate million list, but...
No, but sexting is a word. Now, that's a two-word word that got combined into one word. I'm fine with that. Cloud computing? No. Carbon neutral? No. Web 2.0?
Zombie banks?
Not. Zombie banks is not a word. Interesting idea. It's these banks that are kept alive by the government. A really interesting topic on its own. That's right. Not a word, sorry.
Octomom, I think we've...
That, to me, that's amazing that that has become a word. I think I read that she's now regretting...
You know, I saw that somewhere. Duh.
It's tough. You know, I was sitting at the ice cream stand today having my dinner, and there was this grandmother with two kids and this mother with three boys, and they're all like 5 years old, and they're running around, and they're just little maniacs. And I'm like, does anybody think these women, when they decide to have the baby, I think they all imagine the nice comfy chair, they're sitting there, they're nursing, the world is great, they have something to take care of. Nobody imagines the wild 8-year-old running around, totally out of control, mom's home alone, and the kid is screaming, blah, 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 right. blah, blah, because he doesn't give a shit what he says, he's just right. hyper. You know? I think we should make a movie of this one kid that I saw today and just say, all right, you want to get pregnant?
You gotta watch this.
And it's, you know, he wasn't particularly a bad kid. It just was wild, right. You know. There was a picture of candy, and he had to run up and touch it and slap it and pretend like he was licking it. The kid was just constant energy. You know, he's climbing up on the picnic table. He's running around with his ice cream. It's you know, this is going to be
right.
work.
Right, oh.
For 18 years.
Or more.
You know, it's not just, or more. It's not just sitting in the chair with the beautiful music playing. I believe that we should not say we're having a baby. We should say we're having a person, because it's not going to be a baby.
Well, you know what? Baby is like puppy or kitten. You know,
right.
I mean, everybody loves
babies. But you know, at 3 years when it's running around and the diaper's leaking, it's not quite as cute.
Right.
At 8 years when it's throwing a ball through a window, not quite as cute. When he's 15 and he tells you to stick it in your ear.
And comes home with a tattoo on his ass.
Right. Not quite as cute. And that's just the boy.
Right. Yeah, that opens up a whole other can of worms where I'm not going.
You're having a person, Mom.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
For sure. Well, how about this story? From the stories that make you say, ouch.
Yeah.
Okay, we have had a number of penis stories.
We can't. Get enough.
Can't get enough of penis stories. We had the penis out in California, the healthy penis. We had the story
right.
about the guy who down in South America who made penis sculptures, and they just
right.
weren't, you know, they just weren't selling as they used to because it's just become so commonplace.
Penis isn't as big as it used to be.
Right. And so now we get this one. About now, you and I know you can watch some TV and you can always see a commercial for Enzyte,
right?
Or some other penis enlarging products that don't work.
I had a friend who has a girl who was in the room while I was watching the TV at their house and wanted to know what natural male enhancement meant.
Okay. Uncle Steve,
those,
Uncle Max,
it was one
what
of
do
those
you think?
Ask your mother moments, you know?
Right, absolutely.
Not
well, Italian researchers. I mean, everybody knows that those things don't work. You know, people still do them, but just
is it just? I mean, I'm assuming they're making some money because the commercials work.
Well, yeah, probably. But Italian researchers revealed in March that there is at least one method of increasing penis size that actually works.
Actually works.
It actually works.
We should go on this plan immediately.
Right. A team from the University of Turin had volunteers attach weights of from 1.3 to 2.6 pounds for 6 hours a day for 6 months and found that their penises grew by almost 1 inch.
There's so many things wrong with this. I don't know where to go.
Things that make you say, ouch!
Was it behind a shroud?
They don't say how they did it, and I really don't want to know.
Well, but who are the people, who are the men that can afford the time to dangle a 6-pound weight?
1.3 to 2.6 pounds for 6 hours a day.
It's not like you can do this at work.
Right, you wouldn't expect so.
You can't dangle it at work. So
if you were a toll collector, you might be able to do it. You know, or a bartender.
As long as you don't have to get out of the toll booth.
Right.
I'm not sure a bartender could get away with it. They have mirrors in those places.
Yeah, probably not. Well, I don't think that you have to be naked either. You could be wearing something over it. It's just that it has to hang
there. You got to have, like, pantaloons then. I suppose, in Saudi Arabia, you could dangle something, behind
there you
shirt.
Go, wearing one of those shrouds.
Maybe
it's
Scottish guys then.
There you go. A kilt and 6 pounds of rocks.
And 6 pounds of lead.
No matter how you cut this, Max, it's bizarre.
Holy God. Yeah, it's bizarre.
I guess.
But apparently, if you stretch it long enough, it'll stretch.
At that point, I'm not even interested in finding out.
No. This is not something that I am in any way jealous of.
So
knock yourselves out.
It certainly adds new meaning to the phrase "balls to the floor," doesn't it?
No. Well,
I'm afraid to ask.
You know what happens if you hang a 6-pound weight off your ball? You become
so now we got some dumb, not so dumb. We haven't visited Ted Stevens' intertubes in a while. Well, maybe, but I'm not so sure.
It basically is a
scientific fact.
Story.
You know, a scientific factoid. Unlike enzyme and all those other drugs, actually works.
I'll give you that. Right.
No. I'm Billy Mays. Billy Mays for the for the penis stretcher.
Penis stretcher.
Okay, so we got...
I hate Billy Mays. I'm sorry. But to me, Billy Mays is
absolutely
like rap music. It's
absolutely.
People
you know he has his own show on like the Discovery Channel or something now? Called Pitchman, yeah. It's bizarre.
It's like a competition.
Because he's always on. He's always yelling.
I won't watch it.
Right. He doesn't have a non-yelling
ESPN
mode. I mean, even when he's just talking on the phone or talking to other people, he's yelling.
Right.
He probably does.
You suppose he yells
does.
In his
sleep. Yeah, Billy Mays is not one of my favorites, but he is a good butt for jokes, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And hair, yes, black.
And there's an unnatural color to his beard.
That is pretty bizarre. Okay, recurring things. We've got three dumb, not
all
so
right.
dumb. The first one
theme.
Says that in Copley Township, Ohio,
right.
police were called to a restaurant for this guy, Eric Sammons, who was intoxicated and annoying customers. The officers declined to arrest him, but insisted he call someone to take him home. And he complied. So far, good. When he gets home, right above the recurring theme.
I'm not
line.
Sure where you are, but go ahead.
Okay, however, he gets home, and he decides that he's insulted at the thought of being intoxicated. So he gets in his car, drives himself to the police station, and demands a breathalyzer test, which he fails, and he's arrested. What else can you say?
Because he's dumb. Yeah, that's not a matter of
Oh, absolutely. That's definitely dumb.
That's stupidity.
Definitely dumb.
You know,
for sure. But that's just, it's just dumb.
Yeah. Did I tell you about my theory of drunkenness?
No.
And abuse, actually. I had a woman that I worked with years and years ago whose sister had an abusive husband, and they had two little girls, and the sister eventually died due to a fall down the stairs, which we have our suspicions about. So the girls go to live with this friend of mine, this woman I worked with, and she said, and the girls grew up, and both of them found boyfriends who beat them. And they only beat them when they were drunk. And she asked me if I thought that a person could be a good person when they're sober and a bad person when they're drunk. And the only difference is to just not drink. And I thought about that for years, long after I stopped working with her. And I came to the conclusion that you are who you are, and alcohol just makes you bigger, makes your personality more exaggerated. But I guess the point of that is that that point, I guess, that you are who you are.
Right.
So if you're an idiot,
sober.
that's where I was going. If you're an idiot when sober, you're just a drunken
makes
idiot.
Makes some sense,
drunk.
I guess. Makes some sense.
Yeah, that's my theory. I'm pretty good with it. I've tested it a lot. And, if you're loud, like I'm generally loud, I just get louder.
Interesting.
When I'm drunk.
Okay, on to the next one. Okay, Howard Shepard of Deltona, Florida, went to the hospital in January after he found some bullets on the ground.
This is my favorite. Now, before anybody that's listening to this listens to any more, I want them to guess what it is we're going to say. Found some bullets on the ground
and experimented to see what would happen if he struck one of them with a metal punch. He shot himself in the arm. Of course it is.
This is dumb.
You know, now, if it said Howard Shepard, 13, you could say, God, that kid is lucky. Yeah. He didn't kill himself. I hope he learned a lesson. If it said Howard Shepard, 16 or 17, you could say, boy, this kid's got a lot of living to do. He definitely. But Howard Shepard, 30, find some bullets on the ground?
Yeah. Howard Shepard belongs in Dumb Nuts or Dumb.
And this one kind of rolls into the next one. Eric Fortune. Now, there's a good name. Eric Fortune went to the medical center in Ashtabula, Ohio, after he nagged his brother into shooting him in the leg.
Yeah, that's
according to the police report.
Unimaginable.
He told his brother he always wondered what it was like to get shot. And his response was, it was so painful.
It was so painful that he cried. Yeah, guess what? Getting
again,
shot hurts.
Eric Fortune, 12.
Honestly.
You can understand it. Eric Fortune at 19. Oh, my God. This is the future of our country?
Please.
I just want to see what it's like.
You gotta ask yourself a little bit about the brother. It doesn't say whether the brother was older or not. But, I mean, this took two people to pull this off. Shoot me in the leg. No, I'm not going to shoot you in the leg. Yeah, just shoot me in the leg. No, I'm not going to shoot you in the leg.
Shoot me.
No.
Okay.
Shoot me, damn it.
Blam.
All right. You can imagine the conversation. Ow! Jeez, that hurts. Ow! Oh! Oh, God! Ow! Oh! You know, I mean, you can just imagine it. It's a movie in your head.
You know what it reminds me of, Max? It reminds me of that story. Remember the story about the guy who was videotaped in the football stands trying to knock down the door? That's the kind of thing that this reminds me of.
It's perfectly visual.
And you just sit there and you say, what was going through this guy's mind?
Right. And if there was a YouTube movie, I would watch it.
You would be drawn to it, wouldn't you? Don't you think?
Come on, shoot me, please. What are you, out of your freaking mind? Just shoot me. I want to see what it feels like.
Help us. It's pretty bizarre. For sure.
All right, this next one is sick. We both decided that there are some sexual kinks. And generally, being liberal types, we're not prone to judging people's
kinks,
private moments. But this one, this is just over the line. I'm sorry, and it's one that I have never heard of. I've seen some things. I've got the internet. This was new to me.
Well, go ahead, you lay it out because I can't even think it.
All right.
Never mind, read it.
The first word in this article, recidivist,
context.
We know what that means, right?
No, I'm not sure. What does it mean in this?
It means repeat offender.
Okay, got it.
So, I mean,
there's three words you don't like to see
unlicensed
together.
Surgeon. No. I've never seen a story that started with these three words. Well, never anyway. That ended well, you know? It's just when it says recidivist, unlicensed
surgeon.
It's
like surgeon, alcohol might
have
been
involved.
You
know it's going downhill. John Ronald Brown, I mean, hopefully it was, right? 75. So this is a 75-year-old recidivist unlicensed surgeon. Was convicted in 1999 in San Diego of causing the death of an 80-year-old man who had consented to have Brown amputate a healthy leg, thus bringing to the attention of many people the mental disorder of apotemnophilia, body identity integrity disorder, which is a sexual or sexual-like gratification from the removal of a normal limb.
Well, the next line says it all. Very few licensed doctors will perform the surgery.
Will perform the surgery. I think I rounded you out. I want to meet the license.
Well, yeah. Isn't that against the Hippocratic Oath? I will not mutilate. I will not.
Yeah, I think, right. Above all, do no harm. I'm sorry, taking off a healthy leg is harm. You've given up your right to be a medical professional.
I agree. I mean, I don't think you can say. What else can you say about that?
Right.
Now, Brown's license, that's the original, the unlicensed surgeon, his license had been revoked 20 years earlier after botched transsexual operations. Which is not, that's not what you want to hear.
Oh, that's not a word you want to hear when you're coming out of recovery. No. But seriously, what's a botched transsexual operation? If you're a male and you're trying to
either
have
you do or you don't, right? I mean, it's
that's what I'm saying. How do you box that?
I don't know. And I don't think I want to find out either. going in for operation on your left leg and they operate on your right leg kind of deal. This is bizarre
is really
stuff.
Bad.
This crosses over. This is not, you know.
Yeah.
This is not being tied up and having sex with whips and chains. This is at its worst.
This is mental illness. Yeah.
Well,
you think the doctor has to be mentally ill to do it.
That opens up a real can of worms. Because would you say that the doctor who inseminated the Octomom was mentally ill to even think that there was...
Mentally ill.
Right.
I think he exhibited poor judgment, yeah.
Well, you know, this is certainly poor, poor judgment.
Well, but we were talking before about the line, you know. There's a difference
between
poor judgment...
There's no judgment whatsoever. Yeah.
And intentionally removing a healthy limb.
No, you're right.
But... I suppose some people would think, like, breast augmentation is an unnatural manipulation of the body. And you know, you've seen pictures of these people. And I was going to say women, but Michael Jackson comes
well,
to
plastic mind, surgery in
that
general.
Are just obsessed with plastic surgery. And they're
beyond a nip and a tuck.
Yeah. I can understand the concept and really don't have a problem with plastic surgery per se, although I think the number of breast augmentations is insanely out of whack. And there ought to be a few more breast reductions as far as I'm concerned. But when you're, nose falls off, you've had too many surgeries.
Yeah, I agree. So we have like a couple minutes. You got something that strikes your fancy that you want to bring up?
It's hard to top. I like to end with the funny stuff. It's hard to top them. I followed a link on TweetDeck just now, and there was a thing about supporting the people in Iran by clicking on
green,
this link
yes,
and making your avatar green.
Couple days, yeah.
Oh, it has. All right. I haven't been on Twitter that much. And I looked at it, and it's the way it was worded. It was kind of funny, but it basically seemed to say, you know, if you agree to this, we're going to do this thing to your Twitter account. And I did it because basically I'm for democracy. But I wondered if I wasn't the next person to do a stupid thing on the internet by, you know, opening a hole that the Iranian Republican Guard can now
reaction,
watch.
Yes. Well, isn't it, in some ways it's a shame that we have to kind of deal with that as an issue. It would be nice if the internet was a, you know, well, there's the whole thing in a perfect world. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, I read a few of those. And actually, I was disappointed by them because I found them.
Well, I think some of them are.
You know, in a perfect world, I would have two iPhones.
But, I mean, you know, in a perfect world, the internet would be a place where people got along and you know, you didn't have to worry about, right? And you
it
didn't have to worry about viruses and all the information was true and you didn't hear stories about people shooting themselves
Speaking of viruses, that's another thing I wanted to bring up real quick. We had talked about the pandemic before. Well, there's a little town up my way called Morris, and the swine flu has hit Morris. And there have been several cases around here. Weeks ago, I read a thing that suggested that the swine flu would be in every upstate county in New York. And I thought, so far that's only in New York City. I don't know how it's going to get here. Well, it's here. Yep. It is, in fact, a pandemic.
Yeah, but it's not like the Black Plague. I'm sorry. That was my thing about it.
No.
Pandemic carries this weight, you know, and...
Right. But you know what? I used to say, well, yeah, it's the swine flu. You get sick. And
hey, listen, people and, die. Know, I'm not saying that people didn't die. I don't know what the count in the United States
right.
is.
Well,
last I saw it was like 11 or 16 or something, you know.
But now that it's here, that it's, you know, right next door, it just, I thought it was worth mentioning that you get a little bit of
oh,
a
I'm
different
sure.
point of view from it. Because probably there are people where I work, I know there are people where I work that live in Morris. And, you know, they may have kids in school. And
well, our friend Johnny9K has been Twittering all about the swine flu in his kid's school. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Yeah, I've been so self-absorbed lately that I haven't even Twittered and tweeted.
Well, you should check with him and see. He's been talking about it pretty regularly.
Yeah.
About cases of it.
Yeah, I know. I talked to John today, and of course, I talked about my new
car.
His
kids and the swine flu.
Swine flu, right? But yeah, I know there was a point when he was thinking about, you know, what would he do if it got there. I didn't realize it has actually arrived.
I believe that's what it said. I might be jumping the gun, but I thought that he had said that a couple of days ago. That there was.
Yeah, his kids are basically healthy as far as I know,
right.
but he has little kids, and that is a concern. Among the swine flu experts, from what I hear, you're better off being 50
right.
than 5.
Or 85.
So, right.
5 or 85 is bad. 50 is not so bad.
Yeah, right, because we've already had every stinking disease known to man. So what are we going to get? Yeah, there's an old saying by E. Cummings that the world, say it goes something like this, the world doesn't much notice when an old man dies, but an old man
right.
knows.
Right, oh, let's get... Interesting.
Cummings is great. I hate to end on a sour note, though. What else have we got?
I got nothing else. You know, basically, I got nothing.
What about Sammy Sosa? You got an opinion now that it's been leaked that Sammy Sosa
well, you know, my only opinion
illegal
is
drugs?
About the whole thing is that it's killing baseball because their names are coming out one at a time. There were 104
right.
anonymous names. Now we know two of them. You know, in three
right.
months, we're going to hear another one. In 6 months, we'll hear two more.
Some people...
And I, you know...
Yeah. Some have said, just let them all out. Is
well, I
saying?
Don't know
just,
if that's what I'm saying.
Publish the names?
Because, you know, there's an integrity
issue. Because I'm saying that's no good.
You know, if you're told that this is an anonymous test...
It's a secret. Right. They were promised
secrecy.
And
you follow through and you do what you're supposed to do and, you know, that whole thing, then it just doesn't seem fair to say, well, we're just going to release the list and that's that. But that having been said, this is the steroid era of baseball. When the cocaine trials of the 70s were around, we heard all about that. We heard all the names. Everybody got dragged
right.
through the mud, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, so,
yeah.
You know, maybe the integrity of
but look
the...
Look at McGuire and Sosa. The home runs exploded. Everybody went over Babe Ruth's record and Hank Aaron's record. Well, not everybody went over Hank Aaron's record, but everybody went over Babe Ruth's record and Roger Maris, I should say. You know that Sosa and McGuire were doing them. You know that Brady Anderson
well, we only know now that Sosa was doing it. We don't have confirmation that McGuire did. Not that I'm saying that he didn't.
Well, all right. That's a fair point. And you know what? I sent an email to Mike and Mike because they were talking about this morning. And I said, listen, you can do a statistical analysis. If somebody's going 5 home runs, 7 home runs, 3 home runs, 42 home runs, that guy's doing something new. I think...
Yeah, but, you know, this is my problem with that. Look at Raul Ibanez. Now, he came out 2 weeks ago.
Mad as hell.
Mad as hell. And basically he said, you can test my hair. You can test my blood. You can store my blood and test it later. You can test my urine. You can test my stool. You can test anything you want. If I test positive, I'll give you back all the money that I earned in baseball.
Right.
But if you look at his numbers... His numbers are going to be like 8, 12, 9, 15, 30.
Right. And all right. There's another statistical, non-statistical factor with him. It's his first year in that tiny ballpark in Philadelphia.
Right.
In a league where they throw more fastballs. I believe him.
Right.
Although I think his avowed denial helps.
Yeah, it didn't help Roger Clemens and in front of
Rafael
Congress.
Rafael Palmeiro.
Rafael Palmeiro did it.
No, it didn't. And I believed Rafael Palmeiro, too. There's some guys I believe. I know Sammy Sosa was doing steroids. I'm absolutely certain of it. You just have to look at him. And then you look at his home run numbers. Bonds the same way. Actually, with McGuire, he led the league. He broke the rookie home run record.
Right, his first year.
So he was always a big home run hitter. Now, he did get physically much bigger. But you also, I said in my note, that you're looking for somebody who's not improving through his 24, 25, 26 year, 27, 28 year old seasons. If you've been in the league 5 years and you're 28 and all of a sudden you have your best year, well, that's probably when you should have your best year.
Right.
But if you're 35 and you go from 15 to 45 home runs, that's a statistical anomaly. But if you go to a tiny little ballpark in a new league, well, then there's a reason to, defer those suspicions.
Yeah, it's just like there's so many other factors.
I'm sorry, other factors.
You can always find something to rationalize it one way or the other. But
I don't think so. I think there's sometimes when it stands out. I think Pudge Rodriguez is a classic example, and I don't have his stats in front of me, but he was an 8 home run a year kind of guy, and then he got physically huge, and his numbers exploded, and then about the time they put in the anti-drug policy, he got small again and his home runs went down. In my mind, there's no doubt that he cheated.
Right, yeah.
But the funniest thing, and this maybe is something we can end with, I was listening to Mike and Mike, and they read that statement about you can test my urine, you can test my stool.
Right.
And Golic was like, why would they want his stool? Who cares what he's sitting on?
Yeah, big dumb football player.
That's right. I don't know if you ever watched that show, but it's a good one to watch.
I listen to it occasionally, yeah.
Anyway, I don't know where we are in time, but that might be a good spot to end.
It's a good spot to end.
All right.
As always.
Have a good night.
Great talking to you.
Yep.
We should let people know that we're working on ideas for episode 100, which is only 3 episodes away.
Send in your ideas for what we should reflect on from the first 100 can you believe it, episodes of CSA Podcast to csapodcast@blogspot.com and buy our stuff and make us famous. And you can buy our stuff at Cafe Press. Did we have...
There's a link on the webpage.
There you go. It's been so long.
Stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwrecked free. Well, listen, have a good night.
Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, the bird of friendliness.